local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day each and every afternoon. Happy Monday. Back to the work week grind, but the weather looks great. That's going to change, though, over the next couple of days, so we'll get some details on that throughout the course of the hour. And Gracie will also get us caught up and safe on what's happening on the roadways, if there's any trouble spots that we need to be aware of. So that happens, of course, on the fives. 5:10 now at News Radio. Gracie, of course, good to see you on a Monday. Very good weekend, I think, for both of us for different reasons. But all of my football teams won.
Ooh, yeah.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are definitely hanging out together. No more wondering, no more rumors. It's definitely happening, as
yes.
Taylor Swift is enjoying the Chiefs game with Mama Kelce, who, of course, rose to superstardom during the Super Bowl last season with the Eagles and the Chiefs, and looked like she was pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
What was your sense of the body language from both Mama Kelce and Taylor Swift from the views that we were able to garner thanks to the Fox broadcast?
I mean, I loved it. I loved that she was hanging out with his mom. It wasn't like, you know, she could bring a friend. She could bring, you know, someone and just watch a game in the box. But no, she was cozied up with Mama Kelce. And they kind of, I didn't even realize this till after, but Taylor Swift's mom kind of gives the same vibe of like that fandom, like, oh, we love the mom, or like, we'll follow the mom, like kind of like likes the supportiveness of the mom. And we kind of got that last Super Bowl with Mama Kelce. So I'm like, I'm sure there are some similarities with that, maybe. And I like that you pointed out last hour, you know, she's been with like kind of the artsy, you know, she was just with like, you know, a London guy or like an English guy. Before that, she was with an English guy. Like, it's nice
like
to be
John
with
Mayer,
the
John Mayer,
yeah,
Taylor Lautner,
yeah, you know, Joe Jonas for a little bit. So it's nice to have a football playing mustache NFL
mustachio
guy.
Yeah,
I like it.
And How old is Taylor?
She was born in 1989.
All
so
right. So
30.
Okay. So and Travis Kelce is in his mid 30s. So there's a little bit more of an age.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more maturity aspect to it. Good rooted in good family values.
Yeah.
Of course, he's from Ohio, so that is a huge feather in his cap as well. I would also say that. You know, with Travis, I mean, there is obviously his brother and their family and their kids as well. We've seen Travis, how he interacts with kids, with babies, which is a big deal, I know. Man, can you imagine the Christmas time that the Jason Kelce kids are going to have with Uncle Travis and Aunt Taylor? I mean, geez.
It's just... You know, yesterday was just a great day in history, and I'm really happy that we got to experience
Where
it.
Where were you on September 24th, 2023, for sure? Looking at our top three stories here, believe it or not, that is not one of them, but it could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe should have been, but against our better judgment, we are saving that for the pop culture notes, of course. So we'll hear audio from Patrick Mahomes, also the Fox broadcast. You can let us know your thoughts, whether you care or not. I'm sure many of you are probably like, we could literally care less, but maybe somebody out there is listening, fully aware that this is what we plan to talk about. And I dare say somebody said, boy, I can't wait until Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, because we know we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Top three stories. Congressman Matt Gaetz talking about House Speaker McCarthy, where things stand now as we are under a week away from the deadline for the spending bill, or else the government's getting shut down. And he is dismissing McCarthy's claims that conservatives are the ones standing in the way, says this kind of goes back to the May agreement that was made. And here is our congressman.
So we said, no, you don't get to move your gas stove bill and then not advance this legislation for gun owners. So Kevin McCarthy is saying that that moment is the reason why today at the end of September, he hasn't produced the single subject spending bills and just wants to roll it up in a CR.
Yeah, Gates says the only way to avoid a shutdown is by passing line-by-line bills, but he says McCarthy doesn't want to do that. He simply wants to do a CR, a continuing resolution, as it's known in Washington. Also today, Americans can now order more free COVID-19 tests. The federal government is relaunching its program to provide free test kits as the number of hospitalizations continues to rise nationwide.
Well, I think everybody's very tired, but we have these tools that are available to us, and now the tests are going to be free of charge, so people should take advantage of them.
Each household can order up to 4 tests online at covidtest.gov. Finally here before traffic and weather, locally, a gun threat cleared at Pine Forest High School after about 40 minutes. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says right now not sure if it was a prank or a misunderstanding, but a 911 call was made to Escambia Dispatch indicating a possible gun on the campus of Pine Forest High School. That at around 11:20. The sheriff deputies had the campus cleared by about noon.
Look, I'm a parent, and if there's any chance that something dangerous could happen to my child, I want law enforcement to take the appropriate action. I want the school district to take the right and appropriate action. And what I would tell the parents is that we understand that, and we're going to do whatever we can within our abilities to make sure that the school is safe.
Sheriff there talking to Channel 3, and of course the report of the weapon was unsubstantiated. Not known yet if the threat was made intentionally. Again, not sure if it was a prank or some sort of misunderstanding. That from Sheriff Simmons. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has updated road conditions and weather.
Well, right now the main area is going to be if you're getting off of I-10 or I-110 onto Davis Highway, there was an accident that is really slowing things down. So scene of the accident is off the exit, off the interstate. So it really is, I can see it from the window, right when you're getting off of Davis Highway. But it is backing things up really for really a good bit on I-110 northbound. So backing up almost to Airport Boulevard now because it goes down to one lane if you're getting off of Davis. So it's going to be the right shoulder, right lane that is blocked off. And again, backing things up on not only I-110 northbound, but also I-10 eastbound. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Hopefully that'll get cleared up soon. Coming up for weather, today has been almost absolutely perfect, but today's going to kind of be the last day of that streak because tomorrow we'll have 50% chance of rain with a high of 88, and that's going to continue for Wednesday, Thursday, and even into Friday with rain chances all week long. Our low tonight is 72. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, so you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we continue here taking a look at some of our local headlines, the graffiti bridge struck again. That's right, this time it took the roof off of a College Hunks moving truck. It's the second car, truck, to crash into the bridge just this month, the last happening on September 7th. Know that Mayor D.C. Reeves has been trying to implement measures that up until this month, I feel like it has kept things at the graffiti bridge pretty quiet. And then all of a sudden, just a couple of more trucks plowing into it. As LeVar Ball says, the graffiti bridge is undefeated, never lost. Baptist Hospital, big move from their campus on East Street to Brent Lane is now concluded. And it happened several hours ahead of schedule, about 6 hours it took on Saturday. Pensacola Police and Escambia Sheriff's Office leading the escort of ambulances there. In total, 92 patients safely transported to the new hospital. From the gun call at Pine Forest High School today to the two minors charged for bringing a gun to Avalon Middle School last week, Sheriff Bob Johnson joined the Pensacola Morning News today.
It's pretty disturbing. So two kids ended up getting arrested, and the investigation's ongoing. But, crazy. 22 revolver. One kid brought it to school, put it in another kid's backpack. And, there was no info that they were going to shoot anybody, but I think it was more of a showing-off kind of thing.
And Sheriff Johnson says those two also now having to find a new school to attend. Going back to the Baptist Hospital thing, so ECAT, by the way, saying that they are making a change to accommodate folks looking to get to the new Baptist Hospital campus. Route 50 is changing. ECAT says that started today, that route change. For more information, including the specific route change information, you can go to ECAT's website, goecat.com. That's a look at what's happening here locally. 520 now. We have state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, he is God. I encourage you to rejoice in him and give your life to him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning. You know, interesting thing we did this morning. Mike Kohler, commissioner in Escambia County, last week paid tribute to a local hero, a longtime military veteran who was one of the seven POWs from Vietnam still living here in Pensacola, Captain Brady. So I had the opportunity this morning to play some of his comments and got to listen to him. And just a wonderful, delightful man and a great hero for this nation. You can hear that in the 7 o'clock hour at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Just shy of 525 here. We'll get a check of the roads and weather here in just a moment. Text line is open, of course, 850-437-1620. Couple of notes from Santa Rosa County. Of course, commissioners holding committee meetings today and then the regular business meeting on Thursday. Thought this was just of some interest here as the county has been acquiring some property here. And, of course, the industrial park, Northwest Florida Industrial Park. So the county looking to buy 13 acres of undeveloped property to kind of expand things as more and more businesses show their interest here. $400,000 would be the amount of the purchase to further attract additional companies and jobs to Santa Rosa County. So that is on the agenda for Thursday. So that's interesting there. Also, an over $6 million grant for the Whiting Aviation Park has been approved for the taxiway there. So that was a couple of updates from Santa Rosa County today. 525, we'll get our state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, we still have some slowdowns if you're getting off of Davis Highway off of I-10 and I-110. That's due to an accident. But now both lanes are open, so hopefully it will be cleared up soon. Right now it is still backing up to about Creighton Road. So after you get past the Airport Boulevard exit, you're going to start seeing slowdowns. And it really is slow moving getting onto the Davis Highway exit off of I-10 and I-110. I-110 northbound expects some delays. Other than that, we're looking good throughout the rest of the listening area with Highway 90 in Milton and Pace running smoothly, 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good, as well as 98 in throughout West Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, please call 850-262-6111. That is the traffic line number. Coming up for weather tonight, we do have a 10% chance of rain with a low of 72. That's mostly going to be in the overnight hours. Tomorrow and Wednesday, heavy days for rain. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with a high of 88. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway.
All right, taking a look at statewide headlines today. Florida gaming regulators are trying to shut down three fantasy sports operators. The state's Gaming Control Commission sent cease and desist letters to Underdog Sports, Prize Picks, and Better for reportedly taking part in illegal mobile sports wagering. They reportedly did not send notices to major daily fantasy sports games like DraftKings or FanDuel.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis is going to debate California Governor Gavin Newsom in late November. Fox News host Sean Hannity is going to monitor the debate, and it's going to be the red state versus blue state debate on November 30th happening in Georgia. The two governors have publicly feuded and criticized each other's policies over the past few years.
Yeah, and we've got another presidential debate, I believe, happening this week, if I'm not mistaken. It is Wednesday in California, so at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. So obviously DeSantis will be there for that as well. In Tallahassee, a police officer in stable condition now, and a manhunt is continuing after he was reportedly ambushed by suspects. Early this morning, cops were responding to a drug-related home invasion, and while an officer was chasing one of the suspects, another person started firing. The officer was taken to a hospital and rushed into surgery.
Eight people are recovering after they were hurt on a flight heading to Fort Lauderdale. The JetBlue flight experienced sudden severe turbulence as it was approaching the airport today. Seven passengers and a crew member were hospitalized.
Taking a quick rundown of our national headlines today, the House Oversight Committee will hold its first hearing on the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. That will be on Thursday. Speaking of the president, weighing in on the possible shutdown as the deadline is at the end of the month. Here is the president.
A small group of extreme House Republicans, they don't want to live up to that deal, and everyone in America could be faced with paying the price for that.
Talking about the conservatives such as Congressman Matt Gaetz there. Drought conditions or drought-like conditions in the Midwest are slowing the flow of the Mississippi River, and that's allowing salt water from the Gulf to creep closer upstream to New Orleans. The Army Corps of Engineers is starting work on a project they say will help with saltwater intrusion, but The city's water treatment plants can't handle water with high salt levels, so they will have to work quickly. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez speaking publicly today for the first time since his indictment, saying he's confident he'll not only be exonerated, but will remain New Jersey's senior senator. He's accused of accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for using his influence to help businessmen and the government of Egypt. GOP lawmakers in Eagle Pass, Texas, witnessing the epicenter of the immigration surge. The city's mayor says last week about 9,000 people were crossing from Mexico per day. He plans on asking the city council tomorrow for an emergency disaster declaration. 5:30 now. Fox News Update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Rundown of what's happening in the world of sports coming up.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden will be in Detroit tomorrow to meet with striking United Auto Workers union members. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's his politics that pointed towards this visit.
This is going to be a historic visit, and the president's going to continue to show his support, not just from the last couple of years, but as he has been in the public eye as a senator, as a vice president, his support for unions. And you've seen this in the last 2 years.
Former President Trump expected to be in the Detroit area to meet with auto union members on Wednesday. The former president of South Carolina today talking about his plans if he reclaims the White House. Former president says issues at the border are a top priority.
On my first day back in the White House, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
The White House says congressional Republicans won't pass immigration reform. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's electric. Nissan announced today that all of its new European models will be fully electric and it plans to sell only electric vehicles on the continent by 2030, joining a growing number of carmakers shifting to electric by the end of the decade. The Japanese carmaker said globally it plans to launch 27 electric and hybrid vehicles, which includes 19 all-electric models by 2030. A new study out today says Merck's widely used antiviral COVID pill can cause mutations in the virus that occasionally spread to other people, raising questions about whether the drug has the potential to accelerate COVID's evolution. The findings may increase scrutiny about the usefulness of the treatment, molnupiravir, which was one of the first COVID drugs available to doctors worldwide during the pandemic. The drug was sold under the brand name Lagevrio. Stocks began the new week with a slightly positive session. The Dow Industrials edged up 43 points. The S&P 500 added 17. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute. Somebody around here called the Niners the best team in the NFL back on Friday. Let's change that to the NFC after the Dolphins' Denver destruction. 70 points, 726 yards. Tua had more TD throws than incompletions. They also get extra credit for not kicking a late field goal to set the single game scoring mark. They're good and they're humble. I'm Andrew Bogish.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief. Without heartburn keeping me up, I could have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power, we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Hey, feeling good. Like I should.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 536. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week. Unfortunately, the amazing weather we had all weekend long and even today, not going to be carrying into the rest of the week. But we'll get more details on that with Alan Strum. So soak it in today.
Because you'll literally be soaking in it a couple of days from now.
Yes, yeah. Wednesday, pack your umbrella. Make sure you do. Well, taking a real quick look at the roads, we are still seeing those slowdowns at the Davis Highway exit. But really, it's just going to be once you're getting a little bit closer to the light of Davis Highway. Things have cleared up on I-110 northbound. That was due to an accident that happened a little while ago. Both lanes are now open. But again, slowing things down on not only the exit there, but also Davis Highway is a little bit more busier with all those cars getting off at that exit. So just keep that in mind. Northbound on Davis Highway looking a little bit slower than usual, backing up to about East Burgess Road. Other than that, we're looking good. If you do see anything else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum.
After fairly quiet weather, we're bringing back a better rain chance over the next couple of days. We're at about 50% on Tuesday and a high rain chance on Wednesday at about 80%. With more cloud cover and rain, that could keep our temperatures a little cooler, maybe in the mid-80s. Of course, if we end up with more sunshine, we'll be more like upper 80s for the area. Lows will be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Right now, sunny skies, 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze with a low of 72 tonight. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. That's right, everything that you've earned doubled. You can see the terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Of course, a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, just like it was last week. The two games will actually overlap a bit. So at 6:15, the Buccaneers hosting the Eagles. That one will be on ABC. And an hour later at 7:15 on ESPN, the Bengals host the Rams. They will have Joe Burrow playing at quarterback there. So a great night of football ahead. Gracie, you have any thoughts on either one of those games, one that you're maybe paying closer attention to tonight? No, it's a hard no. Hard no.
Well, I was going to say, what teams did you say again?
Major League Baseball, very light schedule tonight, just four games. The Yankees, actually, one of them already final. The Yankees beat the Diamondbacks 6-4. On FS1 tonight at 8:45, the Padres take on the Giants, and the Astros and the Mariners are playing at 8:40, and at 8:38, the Texas Rangers and the Angels are squaring off. The Braves, Rays, and Marlins all off today. So, pretty light action here on the scoreboard for Major League Baseball, doubleheader in the NFL tonight, and what a great weekend of college football we had. Florida State getting it done against Clemson. Looked a little suspect there for the most part. Wasn't sure if the Florida State defense showed up there, as Clemson was able to do a lot offensively. But, you know, Clemson had this – I don't know if you watched much of the game or if you kind of saw what happened. But so Clemson had this kicker that, like, at the beginning of last week was, I think, working at a job in Charleston – and was looking at moving to New York to start another job. And from what I remember, if I heard it correctly on the broadcast, he had played at Clemson for 3 or 4 years, I think only kicked like a handful of extra points. And so Coach Swinney calls him up because apparently he wasn't satisfied with how the special teams unit had been operating and said, hey, will you come back and kick for us? So he did quite literally come back off the street and made a first field goal, missed the second one from 29 yards that would have potentially given Clemson the win. And of course, Florida State gets it done in overtime. So that was great. No, a lot of people, Coach Prime in Colorado, very polarizing team. And they kind of got taken to the woodshed by the Oregon Ducks on Saturday. Big win for Ohio State over Notre Dame. And then you can fast forward to Sunday. My goodness, the Miami Dolphins was like playing Madden on rookie level, beating the Broncos 70-20, I think was the final score, and over 700 yards of offense. I mean, just absolutely absurd. I mean, the NFL record, I think, for points was is 72, and they had a chance to kick a field goal to break the record, but Coach Mike McDaniel chose not to do that. Coach McDaniel, by the way, was a ball boy for the Broncos as a kid.
Oh, gosh.
And aww. So apparently, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether he kind of took the fact personal that he didn't get an interview for the Broncos head coaching job when it came open 2 years ago. And so maybe, you know, hey, I'm rumming it in against you, but I don't know. But it was just a bloodbath. And I've never seen anything like that in the NFL. 70 points. Over 700 yards of offense. That was absolutely crazy. So don't think we'll see anything like that for a very, very, very long time. Health, business, and science notes today. Nissan says it's going fully electric in Europe. The Japanese automaker says its goal is to sell only electric vehicles on the continent by 2030. They call the decision the right thing to do for its business, customers, and the planet.
Also, as the UAW strike continues, President Biden is going to be joining the picket lines. The White House says that he'll visit workers and stand with them on Tuesday in Detroit. Union members are continuing to strike against the big three automakers.
Researchers at Texas A&M are linking e-cigarettes and asthma.
We found vaping increases the risk of asthma by 32% in adolescents.
Well, nearly 2 in 3 American teenagers admit to experimenting with vaping, and just like secondhand cigarettes, smoke causes health problems. The doctor there says the same is true for e-cigarettes.
Also, 343 members of the New York Fire Department died on 9/11. And now the same number of FDNY members have died from 9/11 related illnesses. So last Wednesday, an ENT died of cancer, and over the weekend, a retired firefighter died of pulmonary fibrosis.
Yeah. Pop culture notes today. We'll save the Taylor Swift stuff for Gracie after traffic and weather. But yesterday, the big news in the NFL and pop culture notes, besides Taylor and Travis, was Usher headlining the halftime show for Super Bowl 58. The 8-time Grammy Award winner will be taking the stage at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas for the big game on February 11th. We talked about this last hour just a little bit, but, you know, for people of my age now, we are kind of in that realm where we are considered old to the NFL and entertainment industry because, you know, pretty much through our 20s and early 30s, we see who the halftime show is. And more often than not, we think to ourselves, man, when can, you know, there's all these old acts that people like my parents would like, you know, why doesn't the NFL all of a sudden, or, you know, why doesn't the NFL give us a group that we like growing up? And then all of a sudden, here we are where it's Usher. And a couple years ago, it may have been Beyonce or I don't know, but it was a group that we grew up with or a singer. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we have now reached that point as millennials where we are the old demographic that the NFL wants to hit with this halftime show. So, I am excited. I will be dancing like a 36-year-old white guy would, but, Usher, you know, reliving my high school days, Super Bowl 58. So looking forward to that.
Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more pop culture notes. So we do have things improving at Davis Highway and I-110, but definitely still showing slowdowns. We had an accident at the exit of Davis Highway getting off of the interstates, and that is still slowing things down, not only at the exit, but also Davis Highway northbound. Davis Highway northbound gonna be backed up a little bit before Langley. So you'll pass Langley right near the PetSmart IHOP is where things start slowing down. It will be slow moving until you get past the I-110 and I-10 exit. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we are looking good with really nothing to slow you down on the 3 Mile Bridge or Garcon Point Bridge. Small patch of traffic there at Windhaven Beach. That's going to be in the westbound direction on 98 at Rosewood Drive. An accident is slowing things down as you are moving into Navarre westbound. See anything else? Give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, weather this week is going to, we're going to end that streak of nice weather and see just rain throughout the rest of this week. So tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, and then also Wednesday up to 80% chance of rain. Tonight, we have a 10% chance of rain, mostly in the overnight hour, so really nothing to worry about, but a low of 72 tonight. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So, a really great news in pop culture and in NFL news this weekend. The rumors were put to an end, and we now have some evidence. Taylor Swift made an appearance at the Kansas City Chiefs game and is stirring buzz among her fans. So, on Sunday, Taylor Swift was cheering and smiling in the private box sitting right next to Travis Kelce's mom. And not only did we see Taylor Swift, but of course that was a lot of questions either after the game and even mm-hmm. into today. So this is Patrick Mahomes when he was asked about it.
Yeah, I heard she was in the house.
Did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure, Patrick?
I felt a little bit of pressure, and so I knew I had to get it to Trav. And, of course, it's on a route that Travis, he does his own thing and just makes up a route, and I throw it to him. So I think he wanted to get in the end zone just as much as all the Swifties wanted him to.
So also one of my favorite, it was not on the field question, but after they said, did you know that she was coming? And he said, like, I did. He did say that she might be coming, but you never know with Travis.
Yeah, it's
so
like
that was
I wasn't
cool.
sure if he was being serious or not. Yeah, I heard about that as well. I would really like to know if I had a time machine and I could go back, ask the original owners of these tickets whether or not they had the presence of mind to keep them for themselves or if this kind of just accidentally came up. So two tickets for seats at the theater and play where President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, sold at auction. The tickets were originally 75 cents each and were for the play Our American Cousin on April 14th, 1865, over the weekend, selling for $262,000.
Crazy.
That is nuts. The fact that, I probably should take a look at the picture to see if there is a condition and what condition they are in. But, I mean, for that moment in history, that long ago, and for those to still be around, I can't imagine how many tickets like to that play are still in existence. They may be the only ones, but in the world of collectibles, you know, whether it's sports or historical, I mean, two tickets to that show from 1865. I mean, that is absolutely nuts that they were still in existence and came up for auction.
Yeah. That is crazy. Also, some kind of good news. Well, a tentative agreement has been reached in the Hollywood writers' strike. So the Writers Guild of America says that the picketing was suspended as of last night.
Make a deal, even if that deal gets ratified by their membership, will they or will not, they pick up their pens and keyboards likely. But you're not going to see anyone in front of a camera until the actors' union make their deal.
So the writers' walkout began more than 140 days ago.
I'm looking at a picture. Those are, I mean, they're in pretty good shape.
Really?
Yeah. There are, looking at the Fox News story on this, there are two of only three believed to be in existence.
Wow.
So that's crazy. Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they are, you know, torn or, well, I mean, one side of the... A fourth of the ticket, like, it looks like it may have been cut off just to kind of signify that they were there. So it's would be classified as a stub. But, I mean, it clearly, you know, says Ford's Theater, Friday, dress circle. They're green. They have the section and number handwritten in there. So really cool. But that's awesome. I love stuff like that. 5:50 right now. We're taking a break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, and the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Happy Monday. It's News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather in just a bit. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Taste of a Gulf Breeze. It's coming up on October 6th, which is a Friday. It's the 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze event. It's outside the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9, and you can taste your way through 60 local favorite food and drink spots while they compete for the coveted Golden Spatula Awards. It's a really fun event with great food, so make sure to check it out. Make sure to get your tickets, because I'm pretty sure they usually sell out. You can get your tickets at our website, which is newsradio923.com. For traffic and weather, we are still seeing some slowdowns on Davis Highway northbound. That is going to be right near the interstate. We did have an accident getting off of Davis, or excuse me, getting onto Davis Highway from I-10 to I-110. That's really is just slowing things down. Definitely improving, and both lanes are open, but still, it's going to be slow moving if you are going on I-110 northbound, getting off onto Davis, or I-10 eastbound, getting onto Davis. So just keep that in mind. See anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And we are going to be seeing some rain this week for weather. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with a high of 88. And that's going to continue for tomorrow night as well. Tonight, we do have some chances of rain, just at 10% in the overnight hours. So really shouldn't be anything too bad to worry about. But we do have a low of 72. It's 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in wacky and weird headlines today. Last week, we told you about the brother and sister who stole their mom's car and drove 3 hours with it down in Central Florida. Well, today we learned about why it happened. Apparently, they were upset at their mom because she took their electronics away from them. So their response was to steal, allegedly, the biggest and most expensive electronic that mom had. They spent the next 3 hours driving on I-75 in the middle of the night. Thankfully, nobody was injured.
That is crazy. I just still
my
can't.
Daughter ever.
I was about to say, are you ready for it? Did you ever threaten to run away as a kid, Joe?
You know, I did once, but problem was like I guess not the problem because I couldn't drive, but that didn't stop them. But you know, I think there was one time where I was like, you know, I'm going to leave and I'm not sure when I'm coming back. And then I just took off on my bicycle and like an hour later, I was like, okay, like I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm going back home.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was like, I'm going to go run away.
Yeah.
And
what
like,
about you?
Oh, I'm actually hungry. I'm pretty sure I did. Nothing I can remember. I do remember once sitting down at dinner. I'm one of six kids.
Uh-huh.
And my sister, Mary Claire, announced to the table that she ran away. She was gone for 3 hours and no one noticed.
Really?
She came back and we like didn't know.
She a middle child?
Yeah, so pretty obvious there. But we were like, oh, well,
okay.
Guess
you
came back.
Yeah.
So another wacky and weird story. Before we get to some good news, in California, a drunk driver crashed into a liquor store last week, then walked inside and still tried to buy more booze. The cops said that the 34-year-old man pulled into the parking lot, never hit the brakes, and slammed into one of the building's corners. His blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit, and he also was driving on a suspended license. Yikes.
Yeah, that strikes two and three right there. Good news, a missing toddler in Michigan was found sleeping in the woods about 3 miles from home using her dog as a pillow. Thea was her name. Her mother, Brooke, says she had no injuries despite walking those 3 miles barefoot, obviously scared out of her mind. My dad will tell you a story about one time where I did actually run away from home. I was a toddler wearing only diapers. He says that I was not in the house and he freaked out, spent about 10 minutes looking for me, couldn't find me anywhere. He walks outside and there was a park that was maybe a quarter mile down the street from our house. And he says off in the distance, he could see me running in just my diapers towards the park. So I have a similar story. I can relate to this toddler girl. No dog, though, that was accompanying me. It was just me in my diapers trying to get to the park to play. But so that's my story of running away from home. 5:59, 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 16.